ただいまからリスニングテストを始めます。放送される英語を聞いて、それぞれについて最も適切な答えを一つ選び、A 回答用紙のその2に記入しなさい。問題は A、B、C の3種類に分かれていて、全部で25問です。いずれの問題も一度しか聞くことができません。問題を聞き終えたら、直ちに回答を記入しなさい。1問の回答時間は約10秒です。問題冊子にメモを取ると良いでしょう。パート A、リスニング1から6では、会話やアナウンスの後に問題が続きますので、それに対する最も適切な答えを A から D のうちから一つ選びなさい。
それでは例題を聞いてみましょう。
Can we leave now?
Wait, I'm not ready. Don't worry, we won't be late. It's 2 hours before the movie starts.
I know, but the traffic into the city is always very heavy at this time of the evening.
Okay, I'll be ready in a minute.
Question. Why does the woman want to leave soon?
正解は C です。それではリスニングテストを始めます。
Listening 1.
I'm looking for a part-time job. I really need to make some money.
So what are you thinking of doing?
Well, I've just heard of a job at a gas station.And it pays 1,200 yen an hour.
That's nice, but working outside could be tough in the winter and summer.
I think I can handle that. I've also had an interview for a job at a clothing store in the mall. It pays 1,000 yen an hour, which is pretty good.
That's a little far away, isn't it?
Not really. Only about 20 minutes by bicycle. But yeah, it's the farthest one away. The closest one is the noodle shop. It's just down the street.But it only pays 950 yen an hour.
What about the coffee shop where I work? They're looking for someone, and the pay is really good. 1,100 yen an hour.
That is good. I think I'll take the job that pays the most, though. I really need the money if I'm going to study abroad next year.
Question 49. Where would the woman like to work?Listening 2.
Hi, Chihiro. Are you ready for the school concert on Saturday?
I think so. I've really practiced hard for this concert. There's a very tricky part in the music I have to play, but I finally mastered it. I got worried, though, when my violin started to make a strange sound. But changing the strings fixed the problem.
I'm nervous about playing my piano solo, especially with all those people watching.I don't want to make a mistake with my parents in the audience.
I don't know why, but I don't feel nervous when I'm on stage, and I can't wait to perform in front of my mom and dad. But I know what you mean about making mistakes. It's so embarrassing.
Question 50. How does the young woman feel about performing in the school concert?Listening 3.
What's wrong, Tom? You look worried.
I can't find my keys.
When did you last have them?
This morning. When I left the house, I remember locking the door.
Are you sure?
Positive. When I arrived at my office and went to open the door, I couldn't find them.
Did you leave them in the car?
I didn't come by car today. I came by bicycle. When I realized I didn't have them, I rushed home, thinking I had forgotten them. But the house door was locked, which meant I had them then.So they must have fallen out of my pocket somewhere on the road.
Did you report it to the police?
Yes, I called the police immediately. Fortunately, I have spare keys for most things.
I hope you get them back.
Question 51. Where does the man think he lost his keys? Listening 4.
Brad, Hurry up and get in the bath. It's getting late and the water will go cold before I can get in.
Sorry, Mum, but I want to finish my homework first. Why don't you get in? Or tell Dad to take his.
He's already been in and your sister just got out.
Well, I still need another 10 minutes to finish this. If you can wait, I'll get in then.
Okay, well, make it quick.
Question 52. Who will get in the bath next? Listening 5.
Hey, Dad. Just letting you know, I'll be going to Laurel's birthday party this Saturday.
Okay. She lives quite a long way from here. How are you going to get to her place?
First, Naomi and I are going to the shopping mall to look for a present. Then we'll meet Tanya outside Marco's Pizza Restaurant. Tanya's dad agreed to drive us from there.
How are you getting home?
Tanya's dad is going to come pick us up. He'll drop Naomi off first at her house and then give me a ride home.
Okay. Call me if your plans change.
Question 53. Where will the birthday party be held? Listening 6.
Welcome aboard the Seaside Ferry service from Osaka to Miyazaki. We'll be leaving in about 10 minutes. The journey today will take 13 hours and 20 minutes. We expect to arrive tomorrow morning at 8:15. Customers who brought cars onto the ferry today, please remember that you must remain on the passenger deck until 15 minutes before arrival. If you're feeling hungry, please visit the restaurant on Deck 5. The all-you-can-eat buffet costs 2,000 yen per person and is open until 11:45 p.m. Our karaoke rooms will open soon on Deck 4. Rooms cost 300 yen for 30 minutes per person. The gift shop on Deck 3 is open 24 hours and has a range of souvenirs, snacks and drinks. If you need any help from the ship's crew, please visit the reception desk on Deck 2. Thank you for traveling with us today.
Question 54. What can be found on Deck 3?
パート B リスニング7から8では英語を聞いて印刷された問題に対する最も適切な答えを A から C のうちから一つ選びなさい。なお、リスニング7には問題が4つ、リスニング8には問題が5つあります。例題はありません。
Listening 7.
Hi, Stephen. You look really unhappy. What's wrong?
Hey, Laura. Sorry to be late. Yeah, I had a terrible day at work. I almost lost my job.
Oh, no. What happened?
I was bringing the customers' food to their table when I accidentally dropped the tray. It crashed all over the floor and made a terrible mess. Some plates even broke. Fortunately, the customer wasn't upset and waited for us to bring her a new order.
That's lucky. So is that why you were late today? It's 6:30 now, and I've been waiting since 6 o'clock.
I know. I'm sorry. Usually I finish at 5 o'clock, but I had to stay an extra 30 minutes to clean up.
That's okay. You must be pretty hungry. Where do you want to go for dinner?
Since I work at a Chinese restaurant, I don't want that today. How about Italian or Japanese?
Well, there's a new sushi restaurant near here that I want to try. Besides, I had Italian for dinner last night.
All right, let's go. Shall we take my car?
The restaurant doesn't have a place to park a car. We could take the train, but it's only one stop. So why don't we just walk?
Actually, I'm a little tired, but I suppose I could use the exercise. Let's do that.
Listening 8.
Today, I welcome Tanya Gripps, Cambridge University's youngest professor of English, to my podcast interview. The topic today is language and the internet. My first question is this. Some people are saying that because we are communicating so much online, particularly text messaging on apps like Line, that it is actually harming our language ability, particularly our ability to write. Would you agree, Tanya?
Traditionally, there have been two types of communication, speech and writing. Now we have a third, text messaging. It's a blend of writing and speech and has its own rules. Throughout history, changes in technology have had a major impact on language. It all began with printing, which led to the standardization of spelling of many languages. The telephone, and later radio and TV, brought further changes to languages, some of which were criticized. Now, people claim that the internet is having a negative impact on language. But we don't actually know that for a fact. Language is always changing, and we simply can't say whether the impact of internet communication is good or bad.
One thing people complain about is that people regularly break the rules of language in text messaging. How do you respond to that?
Languages do have rules, to be sure. And when some people observe the rules being broken, they tend to get angry and say that the language is bad. As I understand it, their main criticism is that text messages are full of strange words and misspellings. In fact, nothing could be further from the truth. It's a myth. I've researched large quantities of text messages, and I found that more than 90% of words in text messages have a standard spelling in use.
But the texts do contain shortened forms of words or phrases, in other words, abbreviations. For example, the phrase, by the way, is abbreviated to BTW. Many argue these abbreviations are only meaningful to young people.
That's also part of the myth. If you examine the data carefully, as I have, you will find that the most commonly used abbreviations have a long history and were in use before the internet was invented. Another part of the myth is that it's teenagers who are introducing the bad language in text messages. But a survey that I recently conducted found that the number of texts young people produce is under 20% of the total. In fact, adults of all ages send text messages that are no different from those sent by young people. However, commercial organizations do not allow their staff to use abbreviations because they're concerned that some readers, especially older people, might not understand what the newer abbreviations mean.
What do you think about the argument that short text messages, such as tweets on Twitter, are a new form of literature?
Supporters call it text poetry, arguing that short texts can be as good as traditional poems. Then there are those who question why a text poem must be written within 160 characters and say it's all poor quality writing anyway. But I disagree because a gifted writer can use a limited number of characters to produce a text that is as good as any other form of poetry. The use of just a few words can have a great impact. Just consider the power of Japanese haiku.
So, what can we conclude about the impact of text messaging?
As a linguist, I strongly believe we need to research and monitor the rapid changes that are taking place. But the most important finding so far is that text messaging doesn't negatively affect children's language. In fact, it can improve it in certain aspects. For example, studies in Britain found strong links between text messaging and success in learning standard English in elementary school children. The data showed that the more short forms they used in text messages, the higher they scored on tests of reading and vocabulary. Furthermore, the younger the children were when they received their first mobile phone, the better their skills were. People tend to assume that children learn poor spelling and non-standard grammar from writing short texts. What they fail to realize is that before a child can write short texts, they need a good sense of how the sounds of their language relate to the letters. If a child recognizes that text communication is different from other forms of their language, they must have already realized that there's such a thing as a standard. That is an incredibly important step in a child's education.
パート C リスニング9から10では英語を聞いてそれに対して印刷された各文の内容が正しければ A true を正しくなければ B false を選びなさい。なおリスニング9には問題が4つ、リスニング10には問題が6つあります。例題はありません。それぞれのリスニング問題について、英語の指示文が流れます。その20秒後にリスニング問題が始まるので、印刷されている問題に目を通しておいてください。
Listening 9. You will hear an announcement at a bookstore. Look at the 4 sentences below. Decide if each sentence is true or false. If it is true, choose A. If it is false, choose B.
Thank you for shopping at Fact and Fiction Books today. It is now 8:30 and our store will be closing in half an hour. Cash registers are open on the first and second floors, but those on the third floor have just closed. Customers planning to attend our book signing event tomorrow, where you can meet the author, can line up outside the bookstore from 9:30. The store itself will open at 10 o'clock. Also, please remember to take advantage of our customer rewards program by signing up for an annual membership before you head home. For $25, you'll receive a member's card that gives you a 20% discount on purchases costing $100 or more, and 10% on purchases under that. This card can be used at any of our locations nationwide for a full year. We thank you for your business and hope to see you again soon. Have a good night and happy reading!
Listening 10. You will hear a news report about the introduction of squirrels into American parks. Look at the 6 sentences below. Decide if each sentence is true or false. If it is true, choose A. If it is false, choose B.
Our last item on the program today focuses on a very common animal living amongst us in many cities across America, the squirrel. While squirrels are seen everywhere these days, that wasn't always the case. In fact, in 1856, the sight of a squirrel in a tree near New York's City Hall so shocked people walking by that a local newspaper actually wrote about it. Squirrels were first introduced into parks in Philadelphia, then Boston, and eventually New York City in the mid-19th century. Squirrels were later released into parks in other urban areas in order to create places of peace and calm similar to the countryside. Park visitors were even encouraged to feed squirrels, and security guards were used to ensure the animal's safety. Squirrels became so popular that in 1910, a Boy Scout leader claimed that by feeding the squirrels in parks, children could learn to care about smaller and weaker creatures. By the mid-20th century, though, Americans began to regret the hospitality they had shown to squirrels. Their attraction faded, and they started to be seen as problematic instead of cute. They destroyed the grass when burying their nuts, and the population spread out of the parks, so that squirrels were frequently making their nests in chimneys and making holes in the roofs of people's houses. Since the 1970s, most parks in America have prohibited the feeding of squirrels. Today, people's view of squirrels depends on where people live
and what experiences they've had with squirrels on a day-to-day basis. Most think it would be a shame if we didn't have squirrels around, because they believe that it's important to have other creatures living in the city that are not humans nor pets.
This is the end of the listening test.